For many students in Indiana, eighth grade is the first and last time that they'll focus on climate change in class. Many high school students are encouraged to take the courses that prepare them for college, like chemistry and biology, instead of environmental science. That puts a lot of pressure on eighth grade science teachers to teach the subject right. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, many struggle to find current, reputable materials for their lesson plans.
Stand up, fight back!
What do we drink is under attack! What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
In March, kids around the world skipped class to demand their leaders take action on climate change. But middle schoolers at Center for Inquiry School 27 in Indianapolis did something different. They set up a fair to teach younger kids about climate change and what they can do to help.
It's very important for younger kids to know that this could be their future and the world could be messed up if we don't take a stand now.
That's 7th grader Warnasia Jackson. Lori Baker is her science teacher. Baker says she spends countless hours sifting through climate change info to make her lesson plans. So when she received a shiny, professional-looking booklet in the mail a few years ago, she was excited.
And then I actually started just flipping through and realized that's certainly not what it was.
It was from the Heartland Institute, a conservative think tank that denies climate change is caused by people. Baker says she was frustrated.
No one has ever reached out to me as a middle school science teacher ever to give me information about climate science, except the Heartland Institute. They were the only ones that took the time to send me a book about climate change.
According to the 8th grade science standard, students are required to research global temperatures over the past century and compare and contrast data in relation to the theory of climate change. But some teachers say the curriculum either doesn't have enough information on climate change or that info is outdated. Instead, many teachers have to wade through endless information online. And this isn't just an Indiana problem. It's a national problem. David Evans is the executive director of the National Science Teachers Association. He says it's only just recently, since 2013, that we started requiring teachers to teach climate change in this country.
And it takes a while for materials to be, for the adoption to take place, and it takes a while to produce quality instructional materials to help out.
We talked about climate is the normal weather in a certain place over a long period of time.
Keith Morey teaches at Centerville Abington Junior High. It's about an hour east of Indianapolis. He's showing his students an animated map from NASA that looks at how average temperatures have changed since the late 1800s. At the 2000s, he stops.
What do we notice most of the Earth is? Hot, well, or above average, right?
Many of the teachers we interviewed relied on materials from NASA. But Morey says not everything is as accessible, especially when you have kids at different levels of ability. He says several students, and even some adults, still struggle with the difference between climate and weather.
Yes, you can make a snowball and still have a changing climate that's getting warmer.
Curtis Moffitt teaches at Eastern Green Middle. It's in a rural district about half an hour southwest of Bloomington. He says sometimes kids will come into class with their own ideas about climate change, mostly what they've learned from their families.
I don't like to tell kids what to think. I like to give them a lot of information, and then we discuss. And just say, what do you think, where do you stand, and why do you feel that way?
While we talked to several teachers for this story, it's impossible to tell what's going on in every 8th grade science classroom in Indiana. Lori Baker says she worries about the teachers that can't dedicate as much time and resources to the subject as she does.
Especially for a topic that's already difficult, challenging, controversial, and perhaps not exactly supported, depending on where you are.
We'll have a link to resources and tips for science teachers on our website. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.